Good day, Columbus, Ohio. This is your podcaster, Kenny Hodge, and this is the Kenny Hodge Postal Podcast. We're going to skip the music intro because the audio that you need to hear right now don't require music. Come tomorrow morning, listen to me when I tell you, postal management is very serious about that shoe policy, that hoodie policy. And when I say very serious, tomorrow you're going to have the acting plant manager at work. You're probably going to have Hotchkiss at work. And supervisors are going to be going out of their way to show them that they're supporting this policy. I've witnessed it over the weekend. There were PDIs given. I think your union stepped up with some conversation about calling OSHA, but nonetheless, it has taken place. And I want to say to you, I don't know any other way to say this to you, but if they are requiring leather footwear, until your union at the national level or the local level, wherever it may be, gets involved and changes that, if it can be changed, my advice to you would be make sure your footwear is all leather or leather-like, whatever that requirement is. It is not worth them sending you home, PDIing you, trying to give you discipline, which is the goal here. But it's not worth you going through that process over not having leather shoes. Now, there are fights that we can fight. And if you know me, I am always front line on most fights. But this is not a fight you want to fight. Go get you some leather shoes. Okay, maybe you can't get the Jordans or you can't get the Armanis right now. But I'm saying Walmart, anywhere right now until you can get situated and get your leather shoe wear or get your leather shoe game up. But leather shoes, I'm telling you, they are inspecting everybody's feet on some tours. Uh-oh, here we go. That's right. We work in Columbus, Ohio. So guess what? While they are going like stormtroopers on tour two, not so much on tour three and tour one. So already we have disparity in trying to implement a policy. But again, as one who works there and one who I hope a lot of employees, in fact all employees, can put their trust and faith in when it comes to postal rules and regulations, listen to me. Go get you some leather shoes and make sure your footwear is leather. Now, that seems to be number one on the hit list. But let us not forget about those hoodies either. Wearing of the mask. These are policies that, again, until they're changed through negotiations with your union, these policies are going to be enforced. And when I say enforced, believe me, they have no problem trying to send you home. It doesn't matter that they're short of personnel because I believe the mindset of postal management in Columbus, Ohio right now is that they will send you home. They will be short on personnel, but to prove that point to you because they hope they won't have to send everybody home. Does that make sense? But the one to two people that step up first, they're probably going to try to put you out of that building. So how do we avoid that? You avoid that by just complying with the policy as it is put in place. Now, there are some things that as mail handlers and as clerks that we should also request be enforced. Or there are some working conditions in that building that we should request that they should be enforced. Something similar to, let's just say, we're going to enforce one clerk not working on a DB. Now, once again, that's a policy. That's a contractual obligation that they seem not to follow. But right now, oh, they're hard on this shoes, hoodies, and things of that nature. Maybe we should enforce not transporting BMCs with forklifts and use the jack tractor, which is the proper equipment to transport BMCs. Maybe that's a rule. That's a safety obligation. Maybe, see, these or issues of this type, we're not rebelling by enforcing them. But if postal management wants to take a stand and say these are the rules they want to put in place, there are rules out there that are in place to enhance your employment that are not followed. But we as employees can say, hey, you know what? If we're going to play this game of following rules, here's some additional rules that need to be followed. And all that takes is you relaying that message over and over and over again to your union and allow your union to take that message forward. And if they won't, then we can take that message forward. Now, also Columbus, Ohio, I understand that there is a pre-inspection policy on the long walkie riders that don't have the, I don't know, the keypad where you do the digital inspection. Now, I don't know when that became a policy. I don't know if that is a policy, but I do know that it was a point of interest with an accident that took place in the building. So I'm going to say to you, before you hop up on that long walkie rider, authorized or unauthorized, as you so eloquently do every day, make sure you at least do that inspection or ask your supervisor about the inspection. Because if it is a document that's needed, and a document that postal management, when it suits their need, is going to ask for, then at least make sure you have that. And then whether you're authorized to drive, that's an issue that they can worry about. So, quick podcast today, specifically addressing Columbus, Ohio employees, CityGate. Again, understand that there's a new sheriff in town. They're only going to be here. The sheriff's only going to be here for a little while. But I guess putting these policies in place is very important on the list of things that needed to be added to a resume. So getting it done is top priority for postal management. Don't be a victim of not following these policies. That's all I can say to you, because they're not going to be understanding at all, and it would be very unnecessary to see people receive discipline for policies pertaining to your footwear, mask, Bluetooth. So let's get on board and comply until your union notifies you that there's a relaxation or there's a modification to what was put out. Have a great day. And if you hear this podcast and you know of an employee in Columbus, Ohio, who doesn't get the podcast, share it. And please advise them that they need to be a part of the Kenny Hodge Postal Podcast page, because I will keep you in the know. Have a great day.